I'm furious that our elderly and those who helped to build up our country, are the old, the sick, the vulnerable, are suffering as a result of an over-expend by the Department of Health and the HSE and various projects around the country. And these people are asking to make a contribution towards that. And we got the figures nationally for those on the waiting list. But take it back to Donegal. It's the number on the list who have been approved and waiting the service to be put in place has gone up from 161 to 226, and that's just to the end of July, an increase of 40% over that four-month period. It's very, very disappointing to say the least. I have one particular one, and it's 20 weeks this person was in the hospital, was medically discharged. The father decided, or the family decided, to take the person home in the hope that the service would be put in place, and I have to raise that with the minister today.
And coinciding with this, we do know that these people want to go home, the majority of them anyway. They want to be cared for at home, but in the interim they are taking up beds at hospitals across the county, particularly Letterkenny University Hospital, where those beds could be utilised better.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It defies logic. And of course, all of the money is coming out of their one pool. And there are patients in hospital, medically discharged, costing considerable money each week, whereas at home it would be considerably less. It doesn't make sense at all. It appears to me that there's no joined up thinking between the various sections within the HSE and the department. It's not good enough. We're going into the winter. I believe that it will be a winter of discontent for many people, and the government seem to be ignoring this.